Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
Eat your spinach, please.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. The E. coli outbreak has dealt a painful blow to the $300 million fresh spinach industry. Now a trade group representing the fruit and vegetable industry is starting to think about damage control. Rachel Dornhelm reports.
Reports say the United Fresh Produce Association is considering an extensive ad campaign. Executive VP Jerry Welcome says it's an unusual step for the public policy group, but
collectively, through a trade association, it's easier to bring all the members together and, come up with a strategy and the financial wherewithal to actually bring a campaign forward.
Food marketing professor Aaron Johnson says it's good the association wants to step in. The spinach problems unfolded differently than past food safety issues at companies like Jack in the Box and Odwalla.
It really is going to be more difficult for a general industry like this, especially when you have a good portion of the product unbranded and consumers are looking at spinach, not at brand X.
He says the key marketing strategy should be taking ownership of the problem and convincing consumers it has been solved. I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
Since last fall, U.S. customs agents have seized tens of thousands of packages of drugs, prescription drugs. But going to Canada to buy your blood pressure medication might not be illegal much longer. House and Senate Republicans have reached an agreement on proposed legislation that would let Americans bring a 90-day supply of prescription drugs from Canada into the U.S. Prescriptions can cost up to 80% less in Canada. Internet and mail order purchases from Canada would still be prohibited. Worries over a sluggish economy caused a sluggish day on Wall Street. The Dow dropped about 80 points, 0.7%, to 11,533. The Nasdaq also fell 0.7. The S&P 500 lost 0.5%. You might want to bring along some extra change if you're headed to Starbucks. The ubiquitous coffee chain is brewing up higher prices, 5 cents more a cup, and about 50 cents extra for a pound of coffee beans. Meantime, Coca-Cola is moving into the brewed beverage arena. It plans to sell a new brewing system for high-end coffee, espressos, and lattos. And today, they're opening an experimental store in Toronto where the brewing system will get a tryout. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
The store is meant to immerse customers in Coca-Cola's new coffee brands, so when they recognize the same brands elsewhere, they'll make a beeline for them. Why would Coke move into hot drinks? Rick Joy is an analyst with Standard & Poor's.
It really comes down to the fact that, Coca-Cola, their lifeblood is innovation.
Joy says soda sales are pretty flat, but coffee and tea are growing. The company has some rivals in the convenience store space, but Gary Hemphill of Beverage Marketing Corporation says Coke already has a leg up.
A lot of these outlets, convenience stores, gas stations, and others are already Coca-Cola customers.
So when the system launches in the U.S. in a year or so, he says, it has a good chance of taking off. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Used to be so easy to get recognized for being rich, but the bar has been raised now. Forbes magazine is out with its list of the 400 richest Americans, and for the first time, all of them are worth at least $1 billion each. This is Marketplace. The Dubai-based airline company Emirates may review its $13 billion order for 43 new Airbus Super Jumbo jets. Company execs are upset over the prospect of further delays in delivery of the plane. Stephen Beard has more from London.
Emirates is infuriated that the A380, already a year behind schedule, now faces further delays. Airbus says a problem with wiring is to blame. Emirates has every reason to be angry, says Justin Urquhart-Stewart of Seven Investment. Dubai's economy depends on its role as a business hub and tourist centre. He says the airline and the government of Dubai have been banking on the plane to fly in millions of extra visitors.
If they haven't got these planes ready, then that actually affects part of the national economic design. So serious times for Airbus, and you could easily see some cancellations here.
Analysts say the airline might cancel a couple of planes just to send a message. That would be a huge embarrassment for Airbus and an opportunity for Boeing. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
From American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By Microsoft Dynamics. Business solutions for CRM, supply chain, and financial management. Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics. And by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers, 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Bob Moon. Here's the kind of news TV executives dream about. The Nielsen Ratings Service reports the average American couch potato spends a little more time in front of the TV these days, about 3 minutes a day, to a record high of 4 hours and 35 minutes. NBC could probably use the extra 3 minutes of attention, the most. It's struggling to get out of fourth place as the new fall season begins, and it's putting high hopes on a new drama that premiered Monday, Studio 60, on the Sunset Strip. I spoke to Daily Variety's Stuart Levine.
The ratings were pretty good. They were far from spectacular, but they were far from abysmal. They were kind of in the middle. I don't think NBC is thrilled with it, but I'm sure they're content with it. The thing about Studio 60 is it's an Aaron Sorkin show, which means it's kind of a highbrow show, very similar to his West Wing. So while the viewers in numbers might not be huge, it's going to get a very good demographic, and it's going to get a good kind of what they call household income number. The people who watch are going to probably be more affluent than most viewers, so it's going to be very advertiser-friendly. I think advertisers will want to be on that show. So even if the numbers are not, you know, top 10, top 20 material, I still think NBC's got to give it the long haul. They're going to give it a good chance to succeed.
Well, this is the number 4 network. How much are they counting on this show in particular to pull them out?
It's a linchpin of their strategy, no question about it. They had very high hopes for it going into the season. It's funny, originally they had scheduled it at 9 o'clock on Thursdays, trying to get a lot of that Thursday advertising money, but immediately pulled it after CBS and ABC began their CSI Grey's Anatomy tussle, because those two shows are huge, and Studio 60 just would have got demolished.
Who looks to be the winner this season based on what you've seen so far?
There are a lot of good shows out there. It's hard to tell at the end of the season. You always have to remember, no matter what happens in the fall, the 800-pound gorilla sitting in the wings is American Idol, which comes out in January. And no matter how many, you know, good shows come out now, once Idol comes out, it's pretty much get out of the way. Here comes the monster. Fox will probably win 18 to 49 demo, which they did last year. Idol will no doubt be the number one watch show. But it's an interesting season. Again, we mentioned before that CSI Grey's Anatomy fight on Thursday nights at 9 o'clock is very interesting. There's a lot of new serialized show this year. You have Kidnapped. You have a good show on ABC called The Nine about a bank hostage situation and how that kind of plays out. CBS has a really good procedural called Shark with James Woods about he's an attorney.
And how much competition are they facing from their cable brethren?
It's tough. There's a lot of good cable shows. HBO has a lot of good shows out there. The Wire has gotten better reviews this year than any show anywhere on broadcast or cable. Terrific show. Tom Shells of the Washington Post and Brian Lowry of Variety called it like the best show ever in the history of television, in so many words. There's a lot of good competition out there. Showtime has some good stuff. HBO, stuff on USA and sci-fi, things like Battlestar Galactica and Psych and Brotherhood on Showtime. So it's an interesting season. Tough to say at this point who's going to win, but there's probably more good shows on this fall than there have been probably in the past 4 or 5 years. So let's see how it all plays out.
Daily Variety's Stu Levine. Thanks.
American Public Media.
She claims to have set up almost 800 marriages.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.